International Space Station, the astronauts. Wall Street, Dow futures up 29 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 64. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You know, let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. For Relief Factor.
Don't settle for less. Your dog deserves the best. That's why we created Dr. Fido's, a plant-based dog food topper packed with 40 ingredients made with whole foods from carrots to bananas. Vet developed, dog trusted. This is the human-grade dog food topper that gives you peace of mind. Spoil them with the best. Go to drfidos.com and subscribe today and save $20 a month. That's drphytos.com.
Good morning, it's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. CASA of Maryland says it's time for lawmakers to end policies that allow local police to act as ICE agents. Several counties have signed agreements with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement that train deputies to serve and execute administrative warrants for people in their jails who are in the country illegally. CASA is calling on the state to pass the Maryland Values Act, which ends voluntary agreements that allow local law enforcement officers to enforce federal immigration law. Jurisdictions that currently take part of the program include Carroll, Cecil, Frederick, Garrett, Harford, and Washington counties. An Aberdeen man has been sentenced to 60 years behind bars for killing a man at a Belcamp McDonald's on Riverside Parkway in April of 2024. He was convicted in November following a four-day jury trial. He was on probation at the time of the murder for felony first-degree assault in 2018. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Spring training results aren't supposed to matter, but don't tell that to Cade Povich. The slim man tossed five hitless last night against the Blue Jays as he and Albert Suarez continue to battle it out for the number five starter role.
In this Orioles rotation.
Swing and a miss on the 2-2. Got him to chase the breaking ball. And it's a strikeout for Povich to strand a pair of runners.
Call on the MLB feed. Birds beat the Jays 8-2 was the final, behind four home runs, including a pair from Ryan Mountcastle. Povich threw 81 pitches, struggled in the first, but sailed after that. Caps back on home ice last night in D.C., hosting the Red Wings. Tight game with 5:46 to play.
Protas in full flight. Alexei Protas to his backhand. Well defended there. Still with a puck. Score! Off a great relay, it's Wilson. Welcome to the 30-goal club.
Welcome indeed. Joe B with the call on Monumental. A career year for Tom Wilson. Caps scored two in the final 5 minutes plus, and down the Red Wings 4-1 the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's trim their roster, and Kobe Mayo not a happy camper. That is Stein on Sports.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's Made Pro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then Made Pro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. Made Pro, your home clean just how you like it.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a warm day today with the sunshine and a southeasterly breeze. 70 the high this afternoon. Rain tomorrow afternoon, 68, then Friday, sunny and cooler, 57 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 44 degrees in Westminster, 44 in Easton, and 40 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Wednesday. Wow, we're just flying through this week. I have to tell you, already at the middle of the week. That's amazing. You know, I was just looking at the weather, believe it or not. I was super excited. I'm still excited about the warm weather, but it looks like the clouds come out as soon as I leave the studio. Darn it! You know, it's all on me. It's all on me. We got a lot to talk about today. Obviously, Governor Westmore is still blaming President Trump for the budget problems that we have here in the state of Maryland. Big day in Annapolis. We've got the tax revolt happening at 6 p.m. As I mentioned, I will be there. In Annapolis on Lawyers Mall. So I hope to see many of you there. The JFK files did eventually drop. I think it dropped like around 6, 7 p.m. at night. There were a lot of people that were waiting and could not believe that we were waiting for so long, but they did drop. We are going to talk about that because I don't know about you, but I don't know if I found out anything new as of yet. But of course, we're still waiting for everybody to go through all 80,000 files, which is taking quite a bit of time, as you can imagine. Also, in Baltimore City, the police officer that was shot at Wilkins Precinct, we're still talking about this because Baltimore City Public Schools is doubling down on hiring the teacher that had a handgun violation. And I'm just wondering at this point, who else do we have on staff teaching kids in elementary schools? We're going to talk about that. But as I mentioned, we're going to first get into Governor Westmore and the fact that he's still blaming President Trump. I have to tell you real quick, personal story. I got myself in a bit of a pickle, and I don't know how to get myself out of this pickle. Real quick, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Terrence Williams. You know, he's a very big Trump supporter. And he, you know, used to do a lot of TV media hits in regards to supporting President Trump. He has a huge social media presence. He's a comedian, a founder of Cousin Tees, because he actually came out with his own pancake mix. As there was all this controversy surrounding getting rid of a pancake mix because there were, liberals that thought that it was racist. And so Terrence Williams, he's now, you know, out and making all of these different things to cook with. And another one of those things is, this fried mix where you can fry chicken in beef tallow. I don't know about you, Brian, the producer. I don't know if your wife cooks ever with beef tallow. Tallow? Is that how you say it? Tallow? Tallow. I don't even know how to say it. This is the pickle that I'm in, by the way. Okay. Many of you guys know I can't cook at all. Like, when I say I can't cook at all, I can make a Pop-Tart. And I can throw a hot dog in the microwave. Okay. That's as best as it's going to get. I have made fettuccine Alfredo once, you know, with the spiral looking noodles. I don't know what those are even called. Anyways, you know, I was commenting, excuse me, what is going on? I was commenting on Terrence's post because now he has this new mix where he's, you know, frying all this chicken. And I was like, wow, you know, this looks really cool. Now, he started doing this because obviously we've got RFK Jr. now at the Department of Health. And he was visiting the Shake Shack restaurant where they're now using this beef towel, right? I'm saying it wrong. I have to be saying it wrong. Okay. Anyways, so, you know, RFK Jr. was saying this is what our fast food restaurants should be frying their chicken in, not what they're using currently. So Terrence Williams, the comedian that also does some of these, you know, pancakes and all these other mixtures, he then posts all these posts and he's like, oh, yeah, this is what we're going to do. Come on, MAGA, let's get on board. Let's get healthy, right? So I just happened to comment on Terrence's post and I said, you know what? That's a good idea. We should at least try. Well, after I made that comment, Terrence then sends me a text message and says, oh my gosh, Kim, let me send you some of this mixture and you can do a video showing everybody how easy it is to cook the chicken. Cook the chicken in this mixture and it still comes out as fried chicken. And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, sure. Because I was too embarrassed to say that I can't cook fried chicken. And as a black woman, you should be able to fry some chicken, right? Well, anyways, I said, sure. Just arrived in my mailbox yesterday was this mixture. And I don't know what to do. I was thinking maybe I should invite my mom over and like we just do the video together. And I just say, oh, yes, it's a mom-daughter video. And, you know, she's frying the chicken and I wanted to know how she felt about it since, you know, she does this all the time. But I'm now in quite a pickle, because he's like, oh, I can't wait for you to upload the video. Make sure you tag me. This is going to be so cool. So cute. I was like, oh, my God, what have I done? So the moral of the story is if you can't cook, don't comment. No. No, if you can't cook, let people know that you can't cook. But if you guys see a video of me attempting to cook, or even if you see my mom in it, that's what's happening. Okay, that's what's going on. I got myself into a situation and silly me. But yeah, so that should be interesting. Should be interesting indeed. Like I said, I wanted to get into what's going on in Annapolis, obviously, because it's such a big day in Annapolis. And I appreciate the Maryland Freedom Caucus for coordinating this tax revolt. I received text messages from so many people, you know, all over the state. You know, you got Sally Taylor in Carroll County. There are many people, even from Calvert County, coming up to Annapolis this evening at 6 p.m. to Lawyers Mall because people are upset about the taxes and the fees and the fact that, you know, Governor Wes Moore and these, you know, delegates, State Senate President Bill Ferguson and state senators, they don't seem to care that we cannot absorb all of these taxes and fees. They just want to make sure they get their agenda accomplished because, of course, they want to keep their seats, right? That's their job security. Well, anyways, Governor Wes Moore was on Face the Nation recently, and like he always is, he does a lot of national news. He doesn't do a whole lot of local news because we know what's actually going on, you know, at the local level. But he went on Face the Nation, and I bring this to you because just yesterday he reposted this clip. And with the clip, he talked about how Marylanders are having a tough time with affordability. And I'm looking at the post, and you know, I take a second, I take a beat because I don't want to be rude, right? We're trying not to be mean because we do want Governor Wes Moore to hopefully one day come on the show. But I wanted to share this with you, and then we're going to talk about it. Take a listen.
So you have in your state the Port of Baltimore, one of the country's largest ports. The president has put all these tariffs in place, teed them up, and on April 2nd is poised to enact 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico. Do you have any idea when you will see the impact on shipping volume, what the impact on your state's economy will be?
We're already seeing the impacts of these disastrous and frankly not very well thought out policies when it comes to tariffs. You know, tariffs are a tool. They're not an ideology, but this administration is using it like an ideology. And so while these decisions are being made not with us, they're being made to us. We're already seeing how this is going to have a significant impact on the Port of Baltimore. It is also seeing how the tariff policies are having disastrous impacts on our farmers over in the Eastern Shore and our chicken farmers in the Eastern Shore. This lack of predictability, this erratic behavior, and the indecisive decision making that's being made is already having very real impact on cost. It's having very real impact on our businesses and our small businesses. It's having a very real impact on our economic engines and American competitiveness, as well as our national security. And so these are the type of things, this erratic behavior is the things that people were concerned about and we are now seeing in real time in our states.
Now, you would think that he was talking about himself specifically, right? the erratic behavior, not giving real answers. I mean, the projection there is wild. Now, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to read you the caption that he had with this post. Again, he reposted this for some reason yesterday, which, you know, I know he doesn't probably, he's not the one managing his accounts personally. So I'm wondering why someone in his office would post this, knowing that the biggest topic of conversation right now is the fact that Marylanders are not going to be able to afford to live here, and many are talking about moving out of the state. Here's what his caption said. It says, the number one concern for Marylanders is affordability. These broad-based on-again, off-again tariffs on our partners aren't lowering costs or creating jobs. They are hurting Marylanders, especially our farmers. The audacity of the governor to push this on to the president, knowing darn well this is exactly what he's doing here in the state of Maryland as the governor. I mean, just really. Of course, I commented. I said, I respect the commitment to falsehoods. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I could not do it. On my comments, let's see. Oh, you know what? Betzel's on it. He says, someone seems singularly focused on the word broad the last few days. Weird how tariffs has nothing to do with the billions that Maryland has lost the last couple of years. A poster named Mike says it's almost comical how he comes off like the partner in a broken marriage who won't own up to the cheating, in this case, on Maryland taxpayers, and insists on blaming everyone except themselves. You know what? That's a great analogy right there. You know, and then so, of course, Dennis wrote back to Mike. He says, I could totally hear him saying, why did you make me hit you? That is, it's kind of what we see here. It really is. The projection from the governor, this is exactly what he's doing in the state of Maryland. And I guess he believes that he's got some constituents out there. And there might be about 10-20% that are going to believe what he says. But governor, that's not enough. That's not enough for re-election. The Democrat Party, we already talked about this. They have a 29% approval rating. You have to overcome that as well. So lying and pretending that you're not the one that's raising taxes and fees to get through, you know, your climate change initiative, the Kerwin Commission / blueprint, people aren't going to buy it. It's going to be a very small percentage. You can't hang your hat, Governor, on this percentage. I got my friend Blanca in Baltimore. Blanca, you wanted to weigh in?
Oh, definitely. I just heard the snippet. He said virulence about three times.
Yeah.
Virulence. Well, I know that you want to be nice, but I'm not going to be nice. Let me tell you something. Between Kamala Harris with her word salad and him with, I guess he's got the word of the day that he's got to look up to make sure that he sounds half smart. But so let me let you know that the word salad diarrhea duo is not going to go any further. It's not going to go any further. Okay? This two people.
Blanca, do we still have you?
Actually, it's Westmore who's decimating. Not just the aspiration, goals, and dreams like Kamala talked about. But I am tired of hearing another couple is going to consider moving from West to West Virginia. Another couple is considering moving to Texas. These are people that are established. Both of them are professionals. One of them has a business, so this virulent talk is really, like, I mean, the phrase of the day is that we have had enough of the word salad diarrhea duo.
Yeah, yeah. Blanca, well said. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. And Blanca is absolutely correct. And that's what we're talking about, people leaving the state. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. Right now, we're going to go over to Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management. He has today's morning market flash. Tim, I don't want to hear that we've got more bad news, Tim.
Well, it seems like that's been the theme for me here the last couple of weeks, Kim.
Yeah.
Here we are this Wednesday morning, March 19th, and so far futures tied to the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average have in fact climbed ever so slightly. So just to put it in perspective where we are here this morning thus far, Dow futures, Kim, are up about 43 points. about 0.1%. S&P futures, S&P 500 futures, I should say, up about 11 points, Kim, at about 0.2%. And NASDAQ futures, which are, again, the big technology-based index, up about 58 points, 0.3% gain. And this is actually coming off of yesterday, where the Dow lost 0.6%. The S&P shed more than 1% yesterday. And then the NASDAQ was probably the worst of the three indexes, declining over 1.7%. And, you know, we're looking at the markets overall. People are talking about, we talked about this continuation theme, Kim, of the Mag 7, the Magnificent 7, those big seven stocks that have led the market the last 2 years. And now we're seeing some underperformance among some of these seven companies. That seems to be one of the big narratives here the last couple of weeks. Of course, we're having all the trade talks, the tariff discussions. We're looking at kind of there's still some skepticism about the broader market bounce and the sustainability of the market overall, the stock market, given the Trump 2.0 policy uncertainty into his April 2nd reciprocal tariff decision. So this is all still weighing on the markets overall. Big news today, though, Kim, of course, is the Fed meeting. The Fed is scheduled to deliver its latest policy decision at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So the Fed is widely expected maybe to maintain a steady hand on interest rates. We're looking right now the possibility they're going to maintain the central bank expected to leave or maintain its benchmark overnight interest rate level unchanged. So the federal funds target rate currently at a range of 4.25% to 4.5%. That's the range. So they think that the Fed may keep rates steady. And again, I think central bankers are going to be sharing their quarterly updates on rate expectations here today and then following the 2 p.m. meeting. Big news elsewhere with the overall economy and what's taking place beyond looking at the stock market, of course, and individual companies. We had Google or Alphabet, of course, confirming their acquisition yesterday of Israeli-based cybersecurity startup Wiz for $32 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. We're also seeing some news flow coming from other companies. Of course, Amazon.com posting some news here. Their company's self-driving unit, Zoox, has recalled about 258 vehicles due to some issues with their automated driving system. And then Tesla getting its first in a series of permits that it needs to run robo-taxis in California. So we're getting some news there from companies. We'll wait and see. Good news this morning so far, Kim. Fingers crossed, okay? We'll have to wait and see how things play out the remainder of the day. I'll be back, of course, on Friday morning for another edition of the Morning Market Flash. Thanks, Kim.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you snore, you may have sleep apnea. But Dr. Damian Blum of Feel Well Rested has a simple solution, and it's not that cumbersome CPAP mask. Dr. Damian Blum will fit you with a custom-fit mouthpiece if you have sleep apnea. Make an appointment to see Dr. Damian Blum. If you're tired or overweight, clear your throat or snore, you may have sleep apnea. Sleep apnea can cause strokes, heart attacks, memory problems like Alzheimer's or dementia, and even death. Also, there's a connection to diabetes, acid reflux, and erectile dysfunction. Dr. Damian Blum is certified by the American Board of Dental Sleep Medicine, and he's a diplomat of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. Most health insurances are accepted, and they are in-network providers for Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Medicare. Call Dr. Damian Blum at Feel Well Rested at 410-744-6088. 410-744-6088. They want to help you feel well rested, too. Call today, 410-744-6088.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right. I did see where somebody did call in and said that I should put Olivia on the cooking show. And you know what? You're right about that. That's that way, when everything goes wrong, I can just pretend, it's Olivia. She's the one that messed it all up. And you know what's so funny? People always say, Kim, why don't you try to learn how to cook? Well, just so you know, I have tried. I have tried. I am just a failure at it, okay? I have zero strengths when it comes to being in the kitchen. I can clean a kitchen, but I cannot cook in the kitchen. You know what? This might be another reason that I'm single. We should just make a list right now. We should make a list. Before the break, we were talking about Governor Wes Moore and the fact that he's still blaming President Trump for the budget issues we have here in the state of Maryland. Of course, everybody that listens to the show and beyond knows that this is a Maryland issue. And Senator Justin Reedy, he did speak to a reporter in Annapolis, like right outside the state capitol yesterday, just basically outlining, look, you know, all of these problems happened even before President Trump was sworn in. He said, look, we were already having this discussion about the $3 billion deficit on, he said it was January 8th, the first day of session. Remember, President Trump wasn't sworn in until January 20th. So for Governor Moore to pretend like this is, you know, on Trump in any way, shape, or form, it's just, it's bonkers. I got Max in Lutherville. Max, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, absolutely. What they don't understand is that what the government's done with the estate tax and moving it down and what he's done with, you know, other things, it's going to cause all these people to move out because they'd have to be idiots to stay here to give all the money to the government in the state of Maryland.
Yeah.
And it's not going to work. And the other thing that's really bad that the government's done, and they hadn't passed it on to even vote on it, dealt with the prescription drug plan from the state of Maryland employees that have worked here forever and ever, because the seniors have a very difficult time navigating this stuff, and they're going to have to do it every year, and they're going to change the rules every year, and they don't know how to do it. What they've done is done it very confusing for people that have done what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it's across, when you look at the state of Maryland, the people that work for it, they're all different colors. They're all different religions. They're all everything. And they did what they're supposed to do. And they paid into this stuff for all these years. And now all of a sudden they took it away from them and they got to navigate and you got to do this and you got to do that. And it's only for 1 year. And then next year they got to do it again. These seniors can't do it because I get lots of calls from them to help them out. And it's gotten to the point of total insanity now. And I don't know how they can do this. You know, I know he wants to run for president. I'm sure of that. I mean, he's nice looking, he speaks well and stuff like that. But the truth is we need to get somebody in there, you know, that absolutely understands finances.
Yeah.
And if they do, if they understand that and understand what makes the state work, then they can get this thing fixed. Without there, they're not going to do it. And that's what scares the most out of me, because you start losing these people, you know, out of the state that are actually spending the money in here and helping it out. It's going to be a disaster because you're already going to lose the federal employees. Because the government's not going to pay for them, so they're going to leave the state because they're not going to want to pay, you know, taxes on their retirement.
Right, right.
So they're going to take off, and there's going to be nobody in here, and then you're going to see all kind of problems in the stores and stuff like that. I mean, you can see Walgreens is getting bought out, and I'm sure it has a lot to do with what's going on in the stores and things like that, and that's what's going to be happening. And there's no consequences for any of that in the state either. So it's really going to be bad news, and I'm scared out of my mind.
Well, Max, you and I both, thank you so much for weighing in. You were spot on. And I appreciate you. I hope you have a great week. And I think a lot of people feel the same way that Max does as well. And when he talks about getting someone in office that understands finances, from my understanding, this is why a lot of people voted for Peter Francio, the former comptroller, because we knew that we had budget issues. We'll discuss more when we get back. If you want to weigh in, please give me a call.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A Biden-appointed federal judge in D.C. is blocking, at least temporarily, President Trump's ban on transgender people in the military. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts rejecting the president's call for the impeachment of certain judges. SpaceX, working with NASA, safely returned two astronauts to Earth. They had been stranded on the International Space Station for more than 9 months. President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin have agreed to a partial Ukraine ceasefire. However, Ukraine and Russia exchanged more intense fire overnight. A blinding dust storm in New Mexico resulted in numerous highway wrecks and several injuries as well. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures in positive territory. The Dow futures up 32 points and the S&P futures ahead 18.
This is SRN News.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you. That's 1-888-FREEDOM, ConsumerCellular.com, or our store in Timonium at York and Ridgely Road. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's trimmed their roster down by 7 yesterday. Most notable among the cuts were two of the Birds' top prospects, infielder Kobe Mayo and catcher Sam Bisaio. Mayo was not happy, saying he's proven everything he can at AAA. Manager Brendan Hyde saying that Mayo must improve his strike zone discipline. Mayo struck out 22 times in 17 games a year ago and whiffed on 45.6% of his swings, according to StatCast. Meanwhile, Cubs and Dodgers in Tokyo this morning. Game 2 of the season. The crowd came to see Shohei, and baseball's best player delivered.
There's an absolute take! Right center field! It is off the wall! To second goes Ohtani. To home goes Ohtani. It was a home run! Where that ball hit.
Call on Fox Sports 1 and listen to that crowd. Dodgers beat the Cubs 6-3, sweep the two-game series. Ravens catching the attention of national media outlets, Pro Football Focus and Pro Football Network, putting the Ravens at number one in their post-free agency power rankings, citing the retention of Ronnie Stanley and Pat Ricard and the acquisition of DeAndre Hopkins. Here's Ravens GM Eric DaCosta on his roster-building philosophy.
It's always going to be an allocation of resources and where you spend your money every year. There's different schools of thought, but you've got to be physical. We've always prided ourselves on being a physical football team that can stop the run, run the ball, protect the quarterback, rush the passer, and win games in the fourth quarter.
Coming up in 30 minutes, Terps look to make a move in March. And that is Stein on Sports.
Today looks to be the warmest day of the week. Sunny, 72. Tomorrow, lots of clouds with showers in the afternoon, 68. Friday, sunny and breezy. Feels like March, 58. Friday, I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Milo's Rewards Week is coming, and it's kind of a big deal. Members, get ready for up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Join for free today. loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Are you looking for the truth? Find it every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to all of you. We are talking about Governor Wes Moore. Obviously, today's a big day in Annapolis. As I mentioned, big tax revolt happening on Lawyers Mall at 6 p.m. I will be there. Hope to talk to many of you while I'm there. It's a beautiful day, so there is no excuse. Get up there. Let your voices be heard. Governor Wes Moore and friends, and I mean Democrats in Annapolis, they are raising the price of everything, right? They're putting taxes on fees on absolutely everything, and they're kind of still looking at everybody else like, what's the problem? What do you mean? We're just doing the best that we can. You know, it's because of Trump's tariffs. It's just, you know, it's because of Trump. And we played a soundbite from Face the Nation that Governor Wes Moore posted just yesterday, which I thought was very odd because he was talking about affordability in the state of Maryland, yet it is he that is making it unaffordable to live here. I got a text here from Marty. He says, is he talking about the farmers, the majority who file their businesses on their personal income taxes, who he wants to raise taxes on while taking away their deductions? He is deflecting, playing three-card Monty with Marylanders. Marty, that is absolutely correct. And he points to the farmers in Eastern Shore, Governor Moore. He points to the farmers in Eastern Shore. And, you know, if you are a farmer yourself in Eastern Shore, I'd love to have you, you know, give your testimony here today. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but I believe that you will most likely feel like many of us across the entire state. I got Vicki in Brooklyn Park. Vicki, you wanted to weigh in?
I did, Kim. I was sitting here this morning eating my breakfast, listening to you, and you play that clip of Wes Moore on Face the Nation, and I like started choking on my food. I'm thinking, he sounds like he's talking about himself.
Yeah.
And then you said that.
Yep.
And I find he reminds me of like a shiny Christmas present with no substance on the inside. And the other thing I want to say is a sign of a good leader is when they can admit they've made a mistake and they need to turn the direction around and stop blaming everybody else for their mistakes, such what he does and Brandon Scott. I've never heard either one of them admit they've made some mistakes.
Yeah.
And always pointing the blame elsewhere. And so that's what I see, and I'm fearful for Maryland. We have been born here, raised here, and just yesterday, another friend of mine that lives up in Harford County, she's a retired federal government employee, and they're selling because we've had it. We're moving to South Carolina, so there are my girls would be moving right now, except they've got those low interest loans. I'm losing count how many people. And these are people that are long invested, born here, raised here, not people that are just passing through in Maryland, maybe be here a couple years and they're going to go somewhere else. But
yeah. Yeah.
Kim, I hope it's a good turnout tonight. Don't think I can get there. But I cannot understand why they're not going to look at the blueprint, put that on hold. Look at this green energy, the green scam. Put that on hold instead of continuing to nickel and dime the taxpayers.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%, Vicki. And as you noted there, there are people, lifelong Marylanders, that are moving. Yeah. And this is after the O'Malley years, right? Those years in itself were pretty bad. Mm-hmm. This is worse.
Yeah. This is bad. Very, yeah. Very, very bad.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you, Delaware's booming, booming, booming. Houses are going up everywhere. Yeah. Carolinas are booming. Georgia is even, you know, is booming. I have relatives in Georgia. But anyway, Kim, thank you for listening to me. And,
of course.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. You too. Have a great week, Vicki. Thank you so much. Enjoy your breakfast. Don't choke. We don't want that happening. But Vicki is correct. You know, that's what I get, emails, text messages, obviously phone calls about people saying, I can't do this anymore. I can't stay. You got people that have grandchildren here that are like, you know, I could just drive up here. I could visit them that way, you know, not even being close to your grandchildren. Could you imagine making that decision? Well, that's a lot of the residents today. That's the decision that they're making. And so, of course, I got some text messages coming in on this topic. I do have, Doug says, morning, your last caller got me thinking. Westmore is like a Christmas gift that has awesome wrapping paper, but the gift inside totally sucks. Yeah, Doug, you know, Vicki really, she really laid it out very well there. I do have a text here about beef tallow, and that's how it's pronounced, apparently. And this is still, the texter, Eileen, she says, it is still not good to eat as it is saturated fat, which has cholesterol. You should try to fry in olive oil or avocado oil, as they are higher in monounsaturated fats and beneficial for heart health. Okay. Well, Eileen, thank you so much. The issue here is I won't be frying anything in anything, okay? Because I can't fry anything. Real quick, because we're going to move on to another topic here. And don't forget, we all are going to be joined at 11 a.m. by the former leader of the Proud Boys. I don't know if you saw it, but D.C. dropped its lawsuit yesterday against the Proud Boys. And remember, Enrique was released. We were told that there was a conspiracy with himself and other Proud Boys to orchestrate what happened on January 6th. Turned out, of course, that was not true. So he was released and completely pardoned by President Trump. He'll join us at 11 a.m. We're going to get to the details of that lawsuit that was against the Proud Boys originally that was just dropped yesterday, because I just can't imagine that D.C. had any reason to bring a lawsuit against them, especially since, you know, many of them weren't actually even in D.C. on January 6th. Crazy, crazy story, but that's at 11 o'clock. Quick story of me trying to cook. So I don't know if you guys know this, but I lived for about a year in Texas. And I called myself trying to cook while I was there, you know, didn't have a ton of money. And I said, OK, well, I'm just going to learn how to cook. And that way I can save money by just going to the grocery store. I'll eat out less, you know, eat less fast food in general, you know, yada, yada, yada. Well, I gave it a shot and I was using flour and like, I don't even know what I was doing. And this is before I was, you know, going on YouTube and looking things up, because this was a long time ago. But I almost burned the house down. That's the end of the story. There was a huge fire. Luckily, I was able to put it out. I remembered, believe it or not, that you don't throw water on the stove when there is a fire. So I was able to put it out. And I think I just kind of put it, I don't know if I had like a couch cushion that I was trying to put it out with. It was something crazy. Well, anyways, you know, the house did not burn down. But this is why I don't even attempt to cook. I don't. I mean, this, you know, you have lasting scars and trauma when you almost burn down a house, okay? Just trying your best to fry some chicken. It was so silly. So silly. It looks like I do have, as we were talking about Governor Westmore, he did mention farmers. And he was saying in Eastern Shore, the farmers were coming up to him, which I don't believe, because he doesn't make himself available to anybody. I don't believe that story, by the way. But he's saying that the farmers were telling him that President Trump is a huge disappointment, and it's because of Trump that they are so upset. But I did not want to put any words in a farmer's mouth. So that's why I said, if you could call in, 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. Billy in Sudlersville, you are a farmer, Billy?
I'm not a farmer, but I work full-time for a farmer.
Okay, all right. Good enough. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I know a lot of the farmers out here in Caroline and Queen Anne's and Talbot counties, and I've yet to meet one that ain't crazy about what Trump's doing in favor of it. We all know it's going to take a little time to start feeling the rewards of it, but I can honestly tell you that the farmers are for Trump, at least all the ones I've spoke to.
Okay.
They know it's going to be a little bit of a transition before price of corn and beans go back up. to where they should be. But on the state level problems, the main thing the farmers are worried about is, whether you know it or not, a lot of people don't realize this, you're producing farmers out here, mostly they rent their land. In other words, there's so many parcels of land out here. There's very few huge farms to where you can make a living just working your own fields. Okay, so they rent their property. Well, the state has these state-funded companies that are coming in here from out of state, buying all the good farmland and putting these stupid, building these stupid solar farms. Okay, and they talk, you know, they talk about they're going to have all these jobs. You know, they're going to have those jobs until it's built. Once it's built, it takes one person to run the place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but the problem is, there's already a shortage. All the corn on the Eastern Shore basically goes for chicken feed, you know, to keep the cost of chickens reasonable. And they're already having to import it from other states, which costs more. And then, you know, cost of chicken goes up. And then we're just, you know, it's just less and less every year they come up with these solar farms. They're going everywhere over here. And, I mean, we don't need the electric over here as bad as, you know, they need it on the Western Shore. I just don't understand why, you know, they're allowing lose all this farmland to these solar companies and stuff. They're all out of state.
Yeah, Billy. So, you know, that is very confusing. I guess, you know, if I could ask you also, because I know you're saying that many farmers are pointing out that Trump's policies, you know, aren't, you know, very favorable amongst farmers, yet they're not against Trump. They're just, you know, kind of watching and seeing what's going on. You know, with everything that's going on, whether it's the tariffs and what you see here on the state level, and I'm going to assume that many of this is going to go through with the taxes, the fees, and everything else. I mean, do you know, are farmers bracing for this? Because I hear that things are going to get worse this summer. Are they making any cuts to handle some of their costs? Or are you seeing any of that right now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, well, you know, farmers are used to it. That's the thing. I mean, if it ain't political, it's weather. It hurts their bottom line. But my main thing was just, you know, I think good for bad, or all the farmers that I deal with, and that's quite a few, are for Trump and his policies. And everybody knows that it's going to take a while for us to feel the rewards, you know, from the, you know, the tariffs and all that.
Right, right.
But locally, the main thing is we're losing so much farmland over here on the Eastern Shore, you know, to feed these chickens. Okay, over here, that's a big thing, is the poultry.
Right.
It's a lot of jobs. You know, it's what I'm doing right now. I'm hauling corn, you know, to the mill, and it's just, I don't understand, you know, why they're letting these out of state companies buy all this property over here and put these solar, you know, that only work half a day. Well, farmers work around the clock, you know, during harvest.
Right.
You know, the solar panels ain't working at night.
Right, right.
And then on these construction sites where they're building it, it's millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of equipment, and, you know, all these people. We just don't get it over here. But
yeah.
It is what it is. You know, I mean,
well, Billy,
the farmers aren't going to come out and complain like a lot of different industries when it comes to stuff, and that's the main reason, is because they're used to it. They, you know, farmers have been pushing it. The edge in Maryland for years, and it's just like, you know, it's like my farmer. He's buying property in Missouri, you know, a whole month in November out in Missouri. You know, he's got equipment out there now, and he said that when his son gets old enough, you know, to take over this what little bit he's got left here, he's moving out there.
Oh, wow.
You know? Yeah. Whole operation. He's already moved a lot of equipment out there.
Well, you know what, Billy? I appreciate you calling in. I hope Governor Westmore is listening. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you
so
much.
No problem, Kim. Take care.
You too. And so there you have it. And as Billy pointed out, a lot of farmers aren't going to get online and start talking about this. They're farmers. They're busy, right? And so it's easy for Governor Westmore to say, oh, well, the farmers are mad at Trump. Because he knows they're not going to, you know, give anybody a call at Fox 45 and go in and do an interview. That's not what farmers do. Farmers, you know what? The first time I really saw them show up was with the Maryland Reliability Piedmont Project situation in Carroll County. There were a ton of farmers out there. And that's when they show up, right? When it's going to hurt their bottom line. And as Billy mentioned, they're used to a lot of back and forth already. So when they show up, it's serious. All right, when we get back, I just want to mention the registered voters for the Democrat Party is down significantly, even in the past month. So I've got some numbers here for you. And excuse me, as we mentioned during the beginning of the week, Democrats are at a 29% approval rating, and that's really starting to show. So Governor Westmore, I don't know how you're going to overcome these numbers nationally and still do well in your mind when you run for the Oval Office if you don't get this state together. We'll talk more when we get back.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The SpaceX recovery ship will be stationed nearby to haul the spacecraft on board so the crew can be helped out of the Crew Dragon's cabin onto stretchers for initial medical checks. Talking to people that know a lot more about this than I do, their understanding is that these two astronauts that had only, remember, their planned mission was for 8 days, and they will have a tough time adjusting to the gravity that we all experience here on Earth. It will be quite an adjustment, not an easy adjustment, because that's not what they trained for. And so our hope and our prayer today is that by the end of the show, that they land safely and can be reunited with their families sooner rather than later.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Only two things in life are certain, death and taxes. Well, now there's a third certainty. If you're with Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, you could be saving a fortune every single month if you switch to my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company called Pure Talk. Now, that's right, Pure Talk, my sponsor, is cutting the fat from the wireless industry. For just $25 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text, 5 gigs of data on America's most dependable 5G network, and the average family of four saving over $1,000 a year when they switch to Pure Talk. That's real money in your pocket for the exact same service. And with Pure Talk, you have U.S. customer service representatives. They'll make the switch simple, fast, and free and easy. To do it, dial #250, say the keyword save now to make the switch. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now, and start saving today. Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, the JFK files are released today. We'll see if they are blockbuster or meh.
You're too much trouble. Get some therapy.
Also, it looks like Donald Trump's got a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. Other than that, Donald Trump hasn't accomplished anything.
The Rob. Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. Again, Billy, thank you so much for calling in. We're talking about Governor Westmore. He did yesterday post a clip, probably with somebody in his office, posted a clip from his social media accounts from Face the Nation, and it talked about Marylanders being concerned about affordability. And throughout the entire clip, you would have thought he was talking about himself, but then he drops his bombshell and says it's President Trump. But the whole thing, it was complete projection. It was wild. And you could tell that he was obviously trying to stick to certain talking points because he was repeating himself over and over and over again, almost as if he forgot some of the talking points. We did have Billy call in because he mentioned the farmers, and he said the farmers agreed with him and that they did not like what President Trump was doing, especially in regards to the tariffs. And then we had Billy call in and said, well, no, the farmers I talked to are fine with Donald Trump. I got Sheila in Essex. Sheila, did you want to weigh in on the solar panels?
A little bit, yeah. So one of the things, you know, that people probably aren't thinking very much about is when they have these great big solar farms with panel after panel after panel for acres, one of the things they have to do to keep those solar panels working is pour all kinds of herbicide all over the land so that the weeds don't come up and block the sun, you know, shade the solar panels. And, you know, that's going to destroy farmland when they finally take the solar panels down. And that's really all I had to say. But
oh, wow, Sheila. I didn't even think about that. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
I appreciate you. Thank you for sharing that. You know, I did not think about that at all. So, you know, this is a problem for sure. We know that it's a problem. It's unfortunate, but I don't think Democrats realize that not only are people noticing a lot of these things, they're also leaving the Democrat Party. I told you before the break, there are new numbers out. New York Magazine, by the way, not a Republican or conservative publication. New York Magazine had where Democrats have lost over 300,000 registered voters in the last month. Now, that's not a ton when you're thinking about the entire country, but in one month, 300,000 left the party? I don't know if they're going Republican, but they could be going independent. That's a problem. All right, we get back. We'll continue this conversation. Also, the police officer shot at the Wilkins precinct. We have even more information on the teacher, the elementary school teacher that shot this police officer. And Baltimore City Public Schools has made a statement on why they hired him with a handgun violation.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into